Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. SEPTA City Transit workers take a strike authorization vote today. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports they've been working without a contract.
The 5,000 bus, subway, and trolley operators represented by the Transport Workers Union are getting an update on contract talks and voting on authorizing their leadership to call a strike. Local 234's contract expired November 7th, but workers remain on the job as talks continue. Union President Will Vera points out that a strike authorization does not mean an immediate strike, but in a statement he said if there is no movement in our direction at the bargaining table, a strike may prove necessary. With SEPTA using capital dollars for operating expenses for the next 2 years, both sides say after two straight one-year contracts, they're looking at a two-year deal this time. SEPTA GM Scott Sauer says negotiations have been amicable.
We're working, still working through a lot of preliminary stuff.
Sauer says the union's strike authorization is a normal part of bargaining.
I just don't see us at that point where this is a threat, an imminent threat, but it certainly will light a fire under everyone to get some things done.
That's KYW's Mike DiNardo. Police in Montgomery County say they've arrested and charged a 46-year-old man with murdering another man whose body was found in a trash can in Norristown last week. 46-year-old Felix Santos Colon Jr. is behind bars after police say he confessed to killing 44-year-old Oscar Travieso Tercero. According to investigators, a passerby reported a foul smell and possibly human remains inside a trash can on Monday near the Schuylkill River Trail in Norristown. Detectives say they discovered that Santos Colon and the victim, Travieso Tercero, were both homeless and sleeping in a car wash at a Norristown gas station. The suspect was known to do handiwork for the business. Santos Colon was arrested yesterday on several charges, including first-degree murder. He is due back in court next Friday for a preliminary hearing. A neighborhood in Trenton is reeling after a deadly house fire. Two people were killed, and nine others have been displaced from their homes. One person was injured from jumping out a window to escape the flames. It happened on South Cook Avenue in Trenton. Two people who died have been identified as William Laster and his partner, Joanne. Laster's nephew, Joseph Silvis, tells NBC 10 his entire family was in town for a funeral. Laster's sister had just died from cancer. Now the family is dealing with the losses of more loved ones.
Well, we holding up for the moment, you know, we still, it doesn't seem like it's real. It doesn't seem like, you know, this would be possible.
Trenton Mayor Reed Gashuro says the entire incident is just a tragedy.
It's just really sad for not only the city, but this entire neighborhood and their family.
The Red Cross is assisting those displaced who need temporary housing. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused that fire. Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator John Fetterman is out of the hospital and home, and he says recovered from his fall earlier this week. The 56-year-old senator posted a picture on X showing injuries across the right side of his nose and forehead, repaired with stitches. He says he got 20 stitches at Pittsburgh's UPMC Hospital, and he's made a full recovery. Fetterman attributed the fall to atrial fibrillation, which can cause strokes. He first disclosed the condition after he had a stroke in 2022 when he had a pacemaker with a defibrillator implanted into his chest. Those devices can save someone's life if there's any flare-up in cardiac activity, but a fall can occur in the brief moment before the defibrillator starts working. A Philadelphia City Council member wants to require an out-of-town landlord, in fact, all out-of-town landlords, to have a local agent renting properties. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the council member introduced his bill to do that last week.
Councilman Anthony Phillips says the bill is a response to common complaints.
I've heard from our neighbors and RCOs across the 9th District about absentee landlords and about the lack of a responsive and frankly responsible person here when issues arise at their property.
Phillips' bill would require verifiable contact information, no P.O. boxes, and mandate that there be a local contact for any landlord who doesn't reside in or near the rental property. The city could fine non-compliant landlords and tenants could withhold rent. Phillips says many neighborhoods are seeing high rates of rental conversion, and absentee landlords are twice as likely to be cited for code violations.
This is about accountability for our neighborhoods and how important being responsive is.
At Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.